This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Harley shoots. Safe man. A rebound.
Go ahead.
Dallas Stars! Come on! I couldn't even sleep last night, you guys. I could not sleep. I just pulled an all-nighter. I was so excited for this.
Jake Rima in studio, our Stars insider living at the AAC. He was there for Game 6 Friday. What was it like in the building? I like that hat.
Yeah. You know what? I had a whole unboxing video I was going to send to Bobby to ruin his weekend. But I thought, you know, I'll just pump the brakes on that. I'll ruin his Monday morning instead with my excitement with the kids because his skin's crawling. But kids. I don't care. It was game number six. I will say, though, entering game number six, you know, there was a little bit of weather. So there's no pregame street hockey game. I was bummed. I couldn't go by in PNC Plaza and play a little street hockey. But it was.
Are they playing street hockey beforehand?
Yeah. Most of the game. But it rained recently. On Saturday night, so we didn't have the street hockey game, but it was a focused energy, focused atmosphere, walking in a business like mentality in game number six, and it played out.
All right, go ahead and give us your game recap before we preview the Oilers. The Stars, of course, back in the West Finals for the third straight year. A lot of emotion over Mark Scheifele and what happened with his pops.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's a whole other angle that I think hockey, you could make the case, does the best as a sport, top down from management to fans to just understanding the magnitude of the moment. And credit to Scheifele. Oh my goodness. He comes out and scores the first goal. Yeah. I mean, yeah, a stick tap, a salute to him. And also to Stars.
We don't stick tap them. We're not stick tapping anybody in Winnipeg.
No. So, but the Stars fans donated $55 in for his jersey number to a lot of his charities. And I believe Stars management, the ownership group, arranged for him to fly privately back to his hometown immediately following the game so he could be with his family. So first-class organization, just like we're a first-class team right here, Sean and RJ. First class, baby. First class.
Come on. That's right.
All right. But game recap. I mean, that hockey game had everything you could ask for. It had physicality. It had some of the best goaltending you will see, mostly by Jake Oettinger, because the saves that he made to keep the Stars alive. And the Stars do not win that game without Jake Oettinger. And highlighting that was one of the best saves you will see. I know Wolchek was at the game. He tweeted out the picture. I tweeted out the screenshot of Appleton for the Jets getting ready to shoot on a wide open net. And somehow Oettinger.
He whiffed it.
Yeah, he should have put more mustard on it, no doubt. But from Oettinger to get side to side on that tic-tac-toe pass, because the Jets tried to get a little fancy on that. It was an odd man rush. And I understand the tic-tac-toe play, because you got a wide open net, and if executed, it's unstoppable. But the shot wasn't in the pristine spot it needed to be. Oettinger gets over in time, and it wasn't conventional because he kind of throws his hands at it and makes an incredible save.
Jake Rima in studio. This hasn't gotten to the point, though, where, like, for the next two or three regular seasons, you would take Oettinger over Hellebuyck?
Well, regular seasons? No, not the regular season.
No, you're goalie moving forward. You're drafting a team.
Yeah, the United States goalie should be Jake Oettinger going into the Olympics.
It won't be. They're going to make it as Hellebuyck just because of.
But who would you take? Why? Because Otter's better. Otter's better.
Yeah, regular season, I'll take Hellebuyck. I mean, he's the best. He's been the best.
Okay, so
for like 5 years.
No, you can't elevate his game when it matters most.
We're talking regular season.
I'm not talking regular season. Oh, you're drafting a team for the next 3 years.
Oh, I wouldn't put Hellebuyck.
You would take Oettinger over him
in a playoff for sure. Yeah, no doubt. Hellebuyck stinks.
So you're taking Oettinger and drafting your team. Stop separating them. Well, just everything all encompassing.
It's hard. Like Hellebuyck can literally lead you to the one seed. Right, he could take a mid. They're a good team, but they're not like the Stars are a much better team. He could take a mid team to the one seed, but all the flaws of the team come out in the playoffs. When he doesn't play his best,
give me my guy Oettinger. I'll run through a brick wall for him.
I think you would try. So let's talk about the penalty. You said 10 out of 10 times that leads to a penalty shot.
Oh yeah, I was fired up hearing you guys talk about that this morning, because throw the time and score, the juncture of the game out the window. Officiate the game the way it should be officiated. If that's a penalty shot in the first period in the regular season, it's a penalty shot in the closing seconds of a playoff game. He was clearly unimpeded from the neutral zone or the scoring zone. He was unimpeded and Steele's going in, and you know he's got nobody on him, and the penalty that takes his feet out, that's clearly a penalty shot. It should have been a penalty shot, but now that said, Stars power play has been really good. You take a 2-minute power play on clean ice, and Sam Steele talked about that post game. Said, look, in the moment, yeah, I wanted the penalty shot, but knowing that you had 2 minutes of a power play to start overtime, and obviously they go out and execute.
Yeah, it is the great sports debate. Like, do you change how you officiate late in game? Like, you're not going to get strike three to end a World Series on the black. It's good. It's got to be like, you know, hey, this thing's over the plate.
I'm okay with it.
I'm fine with it too.
It's easier to be okay with it when you're up 3-2 as well.
It is. There's no doubt about that. I was okay with it because, like, you know, you are a little bit more tight with your whistle in the late third period, just to get a penalty. Late in the third period
was egregious.
It was egregious.
Open ice.
It has to be to get a penalty late in the third period.
Right. I was okay with it because they scored, but if they would not have, that would have been a plant the flag, I am dying on that hill take, but it didn't cost the Stars.
So we know about Steele, and we know about Harley, and we know about Otter, but you wanted to talk about Miro and the difference he's making.
Absolutely, because obviously he had been out, and the runway to get back to game speed, nobody knows exactly how long that's going to take. Not that he wasn't excellent in his first game, but I thought he made such a significant step in that last game. In game number 6, the Stars win it. Take a look at some of these notes. When Miro was on the ice, this is the Miro difference. The Stars outshot. Now, these are shot attempts. Not all of them landed. The Jets 46-13. Scoring chances 20-5 in favor of Dallas. And most importantly, high danger chances. So the really quality high scoring chances 11-1. In favor of the Stars. He's joining the rush. He's creating open ice for guys. He's able to be versatile as a defenseman and provide that scoring threat. And he looked more like himself in game number 6. So that's only good things for the Stars moving forward.
And now, Bob, we move on to the Western Conference Finals. And who's favored?
The Edmonton Oilers, for some reason. I don't know where this came from, because all postseason, hasn't it been Dallas?
All postseason.
Dallas has been having Edmonton the entire time. Now all of a sudden we get to the West Finals, and ESPN has them as the betting favorite, the Edmonton Oilers.
It drew close at the end of the last series where, like, the Stars were like plus 250 to win the Cup, and Edmonton was the next at like plus 270, so it was really, really close.
And the Stars have home ice.
This is close. It's Oilers minus 120, Stars plus 100. But for the Stanley Cup, it's Oilers plus 250, Stars plus 350 now, according to ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're getting into the Final Four. Maybe they're just saying, look, best player on they have the two best players, or two of the best players in the world, so they're just going to ride that. Just like, to be fair, I mean, Edmonton rode McDavid last year in this series.
Yeah, I think that's where I was going to go with it, because Draisaitl and McDavid, two of the best players in the sport. Obviously, McDavid, the best player in the sport. And they've been really good, but it hasn't been the traditional way you would expect with an onslaught of goals. McDavid's only scored 3 goals. Draisaitl, again, they're 1-2 in points on the Edmonton Oilers, but Draisaitl has only had 3 goals as well. So they're not scoring as much. They're getting it done with the playmaking in the assist category, both McDavid and Draisaitl. So maybe there's the thought process of they got to wake up and start scoring some goals.
22 different players saw ice time for Edmonton in their first 11 games of the postseason. Of the 22, 16 of them have scored.
Whoa. There's some balance.
They've gotten some balance, which is not what Edmonton's been like over the last few. It's been basically the McDavid Draisaitl show.
Jake Rietma in studio, rocking the Keller Indians shirt as well to go along with the Dallas Stars hat, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. What's going on with Edmonton in net?
That's the million-dollar question. I mean, it is a mystery, and you're going to pull your hair out trying to solve this mystery, because now in goal for Edmonton, Stuart Skinner. Now, Stars fans know that from the rematch that they're from last year's Western Conference Finals, but it wasn't always Stuart Skinner in goal. Calvin Picker was the backup goalie that came on to replace Stuart Skinner in the opening series against the Kings, because Skinner was terrible, like egregiously bad, like Connor Hellebuyck on the road bad.
Oh, no.
And so when you have Picker come in, when you make a goalie change in the postseason, obviously that's the head coach telling the rest of the guys, this is who I think we can win with. Now, Pickard gets hurt in the Vegas series. So now you're back to the backup and you're thinking, what is Skinner? You know, this is a liability, especially with the way game 4 ended against Vegas, where Skinner makes an egregious goaltending move, allowing Vegas to score at the horn. So what does Skinner come back and do? Back-to-back shutouts. So he has the potential, back-to-back shutouts, to clinch that series against Vegas. And so it really is just a roller coaster where this guy can be a brick wall or he can be Swiss cheese and net, and you never really know what's going to show up.
It's so frustrating. I hate watching that, because even if when you're playing a goalie like that, you don't know what to expect. That's really annoying.
Yeah, and he was not good against the Stars in the regular season. Dallas won 2 of 3 against Edmonton in the regular season. But he just there's always that little glimpse. And I hate to give Hellebuyck any credit, but he played very well in game number 6. And I was texting with the same hockey group of, oh boy, is Hellebuyck maybe finding himself on the road a little bit here? So to clinch that series and move on, I think was a big deal.
So what was it like there in the plaza after they won?
Oh, it was electric. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. I can't wait to go back. And I'm so excited the Stars got home ice advantage. We get guaranteed 7 o'clock puck drops. It's going to be electric. But last Saturday night, I was like a kid with, this is going to come as a huge surprise, but got a little ADHD that I worked through, you know. And I'm walking around in the plaza after, you know, who wants to talk? Got a couple of good sound bites. The Tolos are always electric after a win. And I had a little guy telling me that and RJ was his favorite show.
Nice.
Like a kid?
Yeah.
For the demographic. Franklin Jersey Fantex. Is the flasher for the Orioles from last season going to be?
Please, God.
Great question.
The Oilers flasher.
The Oiler flasher.
Free the nipple.
Biz, I heard you guys talking about Biz, one of the, you know, Biz Nasty on TNT, that he's down in the dumps a little bit, and maybe that's what he needs to help him recover after his Leafs late
night. Bieber's outfit yesterday and said, I'm done with this. That was awful.
Do you have initial feels on both series?
I would say...
not homering it up. Don't be a homer.
Right. No. What's interesting about Edmonton is their power play has not gotten started. It's 1-for-9 in the postseason, which is not good. And they've been traditionally such a strong power play team because they have so much firepower. And the Stars have started to be really good on 5-on-5. So I know it's not groundbreaking rocket science, but the Stars stay out of the penalty box. I feel good about how well the Stars can play in 5-on-5. So I feel Stars in 7. Like, it's going to be a rock 'em, sock 'em, punch it, grind it out kind of game. Now, Eastern Conference, we got rid of the Canada team, so that's all that matters. But I think when Florida comes out, they boat race the Maple Leafs in that opening period. Didn't even score, but you just felt them dominate
gutless,
that game.
Gutless.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you got all the corporate fans for the Maple Leafs in the lower bowl. They talk about, oh, it's the best ticket in hockey. Yeah, it's the hardest one to get, and all the real fans are up in the nosebleeds. You can't hear them. They got more fans in Maple Leaf Square than they do actually in the game. That's their problem.
Jake Rietma. in studio, bringing it strong.
Most Dallas. Electrifying man Stars. In sports radio.
Let's talk hockey.
Most electrifying man, baby.
Thank you, Jake. Give him a follow on social media as well. He'll be joining us to recap every game. Game one, Wednesday night. Double AC, he will be there at 7 p.m. Tony Romo is a big fan of what the Dallas Cowboys have done. And listen to CeeDee Lamb talk about his new best friend. We take you inside the Star with an Ice Cube ticket giveaway during the commercial-free expressway next.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Inside the Star on the Home of America's team. In case you did not know, Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt were live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Tony Romo, Cam Newton, and others continuing to praise the Dallas Cowboys for the George Pickens trade. Here's Tony on the golf course giving his CBS commentator thoughts.
Well, that's a big trade. I mean, that's... Having him and CeeDee together is a game changer. And if you remember when they had Amari earlier and CeeDee Lamb together, it makes it very difficult to focus on one player when you have two, you know, kind of superstars out there. And I feel like when you have two guys like that, it just opens up the offense quite a bit. So I think the Cowboys did a great job this offseason. And kudos to the Joneses and what they did, because they needed to make up ground on the rest of the division, and they did.
Man, that sounds a lot sleepier than when I watched it.
I was going to say, that sounds like he doesn't know who George Pickens is, and he's making up an answer on the fly. those two guys. Man, when you have two guys, that's good for your guys.
To be fair, I know they called Steeler games. He probably didn't see a whole lot of Pickens because nobody could throw him the ball. So to be fair, he probably didn't see him really.
It's true. Yeah, had a bunch of Romos thrown to him.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding. Romo's great. I'm just kidding.
So there's Romo on the Pickens deal. Listen to the way Cam Newton. People said, why is he trying to sound like Cat Williams here? But this is Cam Newton on his 4th-and-1 pod talking about the Cowboys.
Our team is a little soft.
We ain't got no edge.
We don't got no edge. We a little smooth. We country club.
Yeah.
You know, we need somebody that's going to give us that, that ain't scared to grab a face mask or two or being this or being that. So what we gonna do? We gonna go get us a certified crash out. Talented as I don't know what.
Yeah.
You know, we like us rough around the edges.
And he not rough around the edges off the field.
Man, listen, this is the thing about George Pickens that's the biggest misconception. Every issue that everybody has ever had with George Pickens has always been where, Peggy?
On the field.
On the field. We can manage all that. See, typically a crash out is always labeled off the field.
Legal problems.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Legal. No. George Pickens ain't that.
He a competitive football player.
We don't ever see George Pickens in the club. We don't ever see George Pickens doing anything rambunctious. We don't ever see George Pickens doing anything but besides being a model citizen outside of the facility.
I love his delivery.
I hate that I love him.
It's so amazing. I love the delivery.
That was Cat Williams.
I love Cam in general. I've wanted to hate everything he's done with this podcast because he is a little trolly at times. But man, I really do like a lot of what he has to say. And at the very least, I respect his perspective on everything. Like even when I completely disagree, I really respect the way Cam Newton at least thinks through things and stands by what he has to say. And he's consistent with what he has to say. And I love him.
Two things there.
Two things.
Number one, the added edge of nastiness. Like Tolo Eric left me a voice memo like, stop being so. Stop I know you like so. The trade, but how would he sound?
Stop being. I know you like the trade, but stop.
Michael Jackson?
There you go, Eric.
I mean, you met Chef Eric.
He said Shimone. But he wants the edge, wants the nastiness. And then Cam is accurate in pointing out that at least George doesn't have off the field issues. We're not talking about. Right. And then someone tweeted, for a Georgia player not to get in trouble with the law is a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, he's a speeder. He didn't speed. Like that you got to put that in the wind column.
I'm speeding my routes.
Now, I'll tell you this. You get him on that North Tollway a little bit. You get him north of, you
Come
know.
On, like don't
you,
do that, RJ.
You get him north of Park. It's like the Autobahn.
Don't put that out there.
No, yeah, I mean, look, his biggest issue is he doesn't get along with coaches. He doesn't show up on time necessarily for things. That's his problem.
Personal fouls.
Which you can live with that a little bit. I mean, that's honestly... they keep comparing him to Dez. A lot of the headaches that they had with Dez were a lot of times related to just stuff he would do within the facility or was he showing up on time and things like that. They're going to have similar management there.
CeeDee Lamb looks smitten. He sounds smitten. This was audio. Was this at a softball game?
Yeah, this is at Kyler Murray's like charity softball game. So CeeDee and Kyler are still really close. So he was there at that.
Yeah, that's kind of stack of the deck if you're Kyler doing a softball game. He's a baseball player.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, making it a little. It's like a couple years ago, I was at the Houston Texans home run derby, and one of the guys there for the Texans, I can't remember, he was a former minor league baseball player, and he hit like 10 home runs.
Yeah, that's not fair.
This is CD being asked about his new running mate.
Oh, now we both ones.
Yeah.
It ain't no A, B, none of that. It's one. You look over there, you see one. You look over here, you see another one. So do what you got to do with that.
Sure. If they both seem to have seized on like, 1A, 1B is super offensive, which is just, I don't know how they've created this into some big negative narrative about either of them. But hey, whatever motivation you need, like when we were talking about KG last week, making things up about Dirk, just to, all right, well, here's how I'm going to get motivated. Fine. If that motivates y'all, locks y'all in, puts the chip on your shoulder, saying that this is somehow offensive and that you've never heard the term 1A, 1B if you're George Pickens, fine. Yeah, sure. Both go out there and both be ones and everybody will be thrilled. Go do it.
RJ, you may have been proven right when I thought you were dead wrong late last week and Kurt Warner has maybe come to your defense. This is the Caleb Williams article and information where he said, no one watched film with me. Well, some quarterbacks got to battling on social media. RG3, Caleb Williams not being taught to watch film weekly by his coaches last year in Chicago was malpractice. Just because it's the NFL doesn't mean that the development stops. If you want your quarterback to see the game like you, then teach him how to watch tape like you. That's the way I would think. That's the way I thought it worked. Kurt Warner comes in and said this. I never once had a coach sit down and teach me how to watch film. I might glean from watching film with them, but no one walked me through it. I watched, asked questions, and developed my own means of prep based on what I needed. Not saying the coaches should not have asked. They are coaches and should definitely know and help coach this, but I don't think a class in watching film is a normal practice at the NFL level, at least based on anything I've witnessed. And you were kind of questioning what the coach's role should be. Go ahead first, Bob.
I'm just going to say Kurt's experience is not normal for anybody. Kurt spent 5 years around the game of football, so a little bit in the NFL and then doing the arena thing. Kurt spent all that time around football learning to watch film, things like that, where no coach was going to invest in the fifth quarterback who was going to get cut during camp. It's a different thing when we're talking about the number one pick in the draft coming into your building and showing him what to do. And then by the time Kurt established himself, yeah, nobody's going to walk in there and tell Kurt what to do watching film once he's an established MVP. So that makes it – Kurt's experience is so unique that I don't think he can, in a pace, apply it all the time to everybody else.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think also what Kurt's talking about, though, I think there's not a generational difference, but a time that it happened. Kurt busted into the league 35 years ago, right? Like early 90s, mid-90s with the Packers when he first got it onto roster.
Yeah.
Right? That was I just think that, and Brady talked about this, players aren't prepared to come to the NFL from a brain standpoint anymore. Talent-wise, they are. They're better equipped. 7-on-7, they do year round. They're more skilled today than they ever were. But it's so much scheme dependent as opposed to just being a smart quarterback, knowing what you need to do, being able to read every kind of defense. By the time you get to the NFL level,
yeah,
I think that's where I was coming from. What Kirk's
yeah, but
saying.
If you're behind in those areas, like schematically or mentally, which I agree with, yeah. I heard what Brady said. Why wouldn't you need the coach in there next to you, like Caleb was asking for?
Yeah, that's a completely valid.
I thought your point was Caleb shouldn't need the coach with him to watch the film, the way I was thinking. I thought you were kind of...
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, he should at that point. You should know. A quarterback should be developed by his coaches at the high school and college level to know that by now.
I also think Kurt is kind of making an apples to oranges point. Like, Kurt is talking about the way he prepped to watch film, not, like, how to watch film. He's like, it makes it sound like Kurt was kind of talking about his own schedule of, like, this is when I decided to do it and how I decided to do it. I'm just not going to... I mean... I can't listen to anyone who says that the quarterback coach for the rookie franchise number one pick should not be in the room at all times, watching it with him, teaching him the way they want it done. That to me is painfully obvious.
Yeah, not just the way they want it done, but also just this is what you look for. This is how you learn to you look for these tendencies. This is what you do. You want somebody to stand there and teach you those sort of things. That's why you have somebody to guide you. Now, I know whenever they talk about training, like, for instance, mechanics, like in season and a lot of times that you're not getting mechanic training. Like there's a lot of different things that NFL teams don't coach up during the year. But watching film is one of those things where you think somebody's showing you, especially very early on in the future of your franchise, that they'd be showing you how to do that.
Boomer Esiason got out the rocking chair on WFAN and got on his front lawn and had some reaction to Caleb.
I understand. That there could be a discussion, hey, this is where quarterbacks go to die. Well, go fix it. Be the reason that the team is going to turn it around and you be the player that you think you are. And I would just tell them, just keep your mouth shut. You're going into the greatest league that there's ever been for the sport that we all love. You're going to have a chance one day to make $500 million because guys like me and guys before me all went on strike so you could actually make more money. So keep your pie hole shut and go out and play football and earn your keep and earn your respect.
I picketed it for you.
Wow, I picketed it for you. I missed six games in 1987 for you.
That is a boomer take.
It is.
A boomer take.
No, that's a
Norman.
I'm going to have to go through. I was listening.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, Norman.
I was listening through the podcast of G-Bag on the way in this morning. I gotta dig through and sort through this. These boomer comments started a massive fight between Zach Wolchuk and Gavin Dawson.
Really?
Yep. Dawson was going hard after Boomer for it, and Zach was like, I agree with him. Shut up. Just learn your place. Sit there. Be a rookie. Learn your place. And if you're not good enough, if you fail there, it's because you're not good enough. It's not because of the Bears. But they went after a little bit, complete with then Zach, I guess, trying to fight somebody on the fan text, literally with his fists.
So. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I got some rookie odds from BetOnline. Oh, sorry. This is from sportsbetting.ag. How many rookie quarterbacks will start a game in 2025? The over-under is 5.5. I know you're trying to race through your brain under. To say who was drafted.
They might count McCarthy as a rookie since he was basically redshirt early. It's still, I'll say under.
Yeah. Shador. I bet you Dylan starts one. Cam. That's five if you count JJ because Tyler Shuck's going to play.
I don't think. Don't count JJ.
Don't count JJ?
No.
Milroe. Will Milroe start one?
No. No. I mean, unless Darnold's hurt. Darnold, he's not starting.
Plus, they said quarterbacks, not running backs.
Yeah. I'll take the under. I think four start.
Which quarterback will take more snaps in 2025, Shador or Gabriel?
Shador.
Shador is the slight favorite at minus 150. Why'd you both immediately say that when Gabriel was drafted ahead of him?
I think that was a statement by the league. With Shador.
I don't think that when they get in there, there's a lot of different things that people were concerned about in terms of.
You don't know a lot of people that had Gabriel over Shador.
Yeah, I don't even trust that Cleveland did. I think Cleveland just, they weren't comfortable with some of the off the field stuff. He fell for a reason that didn't have to do with, is he good enough?
How many games will Shador...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Start in 2025. I'm not even going to read you the over-under. What would be your guess?
My guess would be 8.5.
All right. The over-under is 2.5. There you go.
Oh, give me the over.
You can run to bet it. How many games will Gabriel start? Over-under is 2.5. How many games will Jackson Dart start?
The over-under?
No. Your guess on games.
Injuries aside, 17.
No.
Oh, you think he's the day one? He's not going to start over Russ.
Yeah,
no.
Just start him over Russ.
Dayball's already said starters
Dayball,
Russ.
Dayball's a moron. Dayball's not in charge
no,
anymore.
No, you're saying what they should do.
Yeah, what they should do. They should start.
Well, if you don't today. Bet in Vegas on what should happen.
That's a fair point. You got me cornered here.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
The over-under's 2.5.
Yeah, I think what they're really going to wind up doing is they're going to do exactly what they did with Eli. They let Warner start. Eli came in, what, like week six? Something like that. Week 6, 7.
Well, the Browns week one starter, by the way, is Flacco at minus 150.
But I can see that.
That's what they should be starting one of the rookies.
They should be.
Just throw them out there.
They should be.
So that's where it is. And Anthony Richardson, minus 350 in Indy to start, followed by someone asked me the other day, where's Daniel Jones? And I had no idea. I had no clue. I had to look up that he went back there. He didn't go back. He went to Indianapolis.
Was it Indy? I couldn't remember where Daniel Jones ended up.
By the way, speaking of rookie quarterbacks, one final note. Quinn Ewers getting back some of that money he lost out on. He announced a $3 million deal with Panini. So nice job
Panini
by his
America.
Agent who jumped on the show.
214 just texted in about Ewers. Said Ewers will start a game at some point with Tua getting hurt. So there should be over-unders on that too.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up here on the home of the Cowboys. This is Inside the Star during the commercial-free expressway, and we want to thank you and hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on right now and all week long.
I can't believe today was a good day.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Ice Cube on Thursday, October 2nd at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Jared Sandler will join us to talk about a disappointing ending to the Silver Boot. Why is he fighting with Astros fans and his excitement over the Dallas Stars as well? So the Sandman at 8. Every week at this time, though, let's recap your weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
I'm having a bad fucking weekend.
Well, Will Chambers did not. Apparently, he had the birthday party bus going on Saturday.
I didn't see. Did he have his tux on?
He did not.
He did not. Okay.
He did not. Will had texted me like, "Hey, man, you gonna make it?" And I was like, "To what?" And he's like, "I texted you guys about," and I was like, "Oh God." So now I gotta find. There's like 9 group texts.
Yeah.
I have to start typing Will into the phone to see how many other names come up. And then I'm like, all right, were these people included in the plans or was it this group? It took me like 7 different searches rather than just ask Will because I didn't want to come across as insensitive. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I don't remember what you were talking about.
Right.
I'm clueless.
Yeah.
Well, he listens, so he knows that now.
Well, Will also throws out random. He throws out random plans. And lately it's been last second. So I haven't been able to hop on the Will train.
Right.
He's like, hey, man, I know it's last second, but tonight we're all wearing suits out. I said,
suits.
I got 2 children, bro. Like, I need a little heads up. And then he said, well, we're getting a party bus, Frisco, Dallas. And I was like, I need times. All right. That's
times.
The way my life
times
is.
Times and places. Times and places.
I'm not going to meet you in Frisco. I'm not going to be able to get permission on that one. You tell me in Dallas you're going to be there at like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Maybe I can come and hit up some bars in the local scene for me, local. But that's Will Chambers just getting down.
Yeah. We were at baseball. Then it got rained. We got drenched. Got drenched late, you know, like around 7 o'clock, and by the time I got home, I was like, you know, I'm soaking wet. I'm not gonna go now. It was just too late.
A miserable weather weekend, awful, disgusting,
hot, and then rain.
Just, I don't even care about the rain.
Rain was, for some, it wasn't. It was just muggy. It was gross.
Yeah, yesterday I was like, please, just rain. Like, stop teasing me. I hear the thunder. Bring on the lightning. Just have the downpour so I can save the sprinkler bill from the town of Sunnyvale continuing to rip me off, you crooks and you thieves. But you can't walk outside for 10 seconds. I was at a restaurant Saturday going outside with Ollie, letting him run around for a bit. I had to take a shower. And then yesterday, taking the kids out for a walk, you can't be outside for 10 minutes without. Once the forehead stickiness gets on me, I'm done. I'm over. I'm not sweating under the armpits and all that stuff, but just it was an oven.
Yeah.
It was a disgusting, humid oven.
Were you in a hoodie?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not me. It's instantly. Yes. As soon as you step outside, though, this weekend, it was like, when you say the forehead thing, that's within the first minute. It's so gross outside. It was disgusting all weekend. You felt like you were walking into a cloud all weekend. It wasn't raining consistently enough. Like, I kept hearing like, oh, the whole Metroplex batting down the hatches Friday, Saturday. It's going to be awful. You know, hide the wives and children. And then it was like spotty. It was like showers would pop up here. Mm-hmm. Some people get rained on. But for the most part, like, we didn't get much at all in Flower Mound.
We were in Denton for baseball. We got just drenched. Just drenched.
Start us off Saturday. With best and worst.
Best was the Ranger game on Friday night. That was the game didn't end up well, but you know, the seats were great, and it's always fun. We
saw Tolo take a picture of you in line at the bar.
I didn't see
that. You had a sneaky photo. Yes, you did. You saw that on our group message.
I just had a group message.
Sorry, we're not supposed to talk about the group message.
Yeah. No, we're good.
Yeah, I referenced something else in the commercial break in the group message. He had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah. So that was fun. Get at the ballpark. We like going out there. It's only our second time I've been there this year.
Yeah, shout out Philip Higdon, who took a picture and tagged Kevin Hagland in it, said he was stalking Choppy. Took a photo of him at the bar ordering something, some sort of beers, it looks like.
No, it would have been a, let's see, like a ranch water. I got a couple of ranch waters. So seats are great. Fantastic night. And then we got there a little bit late. Because we were waiting out the rain. We went to go eat. I went to Mariano's right outside the, you know, kind of on 360. And
Mariano's is so good.
Lamar, maybe.
Is that Italian or Mexican?
Mexican.
Okay.
They invented the frozen margarita.
Invented it?
They claim they did.
They claim they invented the machine.
Wow.
So we go there, and we're getting ready to leave, and the skies are just open. And Sarah's like, we could jump the river that's floating down by the sidewalk. And I'm like, that's 8 feet. That's an eight. I'm not going to walk around with wet shoes the entire game.
No.
We'll wait here. So we wait there. We go get another drink. Wait there for about 10, 15 minutes. And then we leave. And we didn't realize that the Kid Rock concert was also going on at the same time at AT&T.
Perfect. So you should have walked next door.
Could have. I mean, there you go. And it was just, the traffic was a disaster getting in. We didn't get in there till the top of the second inning. So we got in there a little bit later.
I hate driving to Ranger games.
Yeah.
I don't know which ones. It may be worse than going to the AAC. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, do you think so? Like actual drive in or around the venue?
Around it.
See, I think around the venue, like AAC is a slam dunk worse.
Really?
Yeah, it's because it's so tight.
It's tight. But the Rangers is the stoplight. Like,
yeah,
people make it through on a stoplight.
My issue.
And then
here,
the traffic cops, man, they take forever.
They just shut down like half of the streets, I feel like, with the Mavs game for the Stars. To where it's like claustrophobic getting in there.
My issue with this, and this is the problem that you have when you have an event at AT&T at the same time a Ranger game, or when you have a big game. So when you have Houston or the Dodgers or the Yankees, where you have a lot of visiting fans coming into town, it is amateur hour. You get your regular Ranger crowd, they are efficient. They know exactly where to go. They know where they're parking. They know the shortcuts. And you get these Johnny-come-latelys. These are these, you know,
Astro
who these
fans?
Are? These are, no, they're the non, we don't go to a lot of game fan. This is the amateur hour. These are the people who board the plane and just put their bag in the first receptacle they find overhead.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what these fans are. It's amateur hour out there. We got to be efficient. Astro fans, do better. Do better when you're coming. The worst is we got on the way to the game, we found out that Sarah's grandma passed away. That was the worst. I have a worst, but that was the worstest. Of the weekend, and that was, she just kind of broke down before the game.
Unexpected?
No, not unexpected. She was in a home. She had dementia. So Sarah and I are screwed. It's a race to see who loses their mind first between Sarah and I.
Wow.
We both got dementia on both sides. But she's winning, I think, right now. She's winning the race on who's going to lose their mind first. I'm very sharp. I don't forget anything. You know me on the show.
Man. You're also 20 years older.
I don't forget a thing. That's true. I don't forget a thing here. My mind is sharp as a tack. So her grandmother passed away. Now, fortunately, she was able to see her last week and see her one last time. But she said that she wasn't great. She wasn't doing great.
God, I cannot remember what it's like to have grandparents.
I don't either. It's been 20 years, 15
years. I loved
years.
My grandparents, and I'll have these memories here and there all the time, but man, it's been a long time.
I have one left. My mom's dad is still around. But other than that, I've been empty now for like 10 years. Yeah.
How many
like
you got, Peyton?
Geez, a lot. Because both my parents' parents are still alive.
That would be grandparents.
Yeah. Wow. So.
Do you have great grandparents?
Wait, wait. My parents' parents.
Wait,
I was just trying to grasp
you 100%.
No, but do you have great grandparents? Are you saying you have great grandparents still alive?
I was just trying to do math. What? I was just trying to do math.
How do you not know?
Four.
How the math do you is not out know? Of four.
So four, yes.
What did you do? What did you. I want to get to your best and worst. You did something. You're a space cadet right now today.
Oh, my God.
I got a lot. I got a lot.
I got a lot. I got a lot. I don't know how many. There's only four of them. You, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you have great grandparents?
No, I don't.
No, okay. So then I don't know what he was adding up. I was trying to defend
well,
him a
it's
little.
Like, you don't really count step parents. So, like, I was thinking that, but yeah.
Four. No. You don't count them.
No, you know.
Don't count them. So the worst is?
The worst is her grandmother passed away, but that just tied in with the Rangers. The worst, though, this is slightly worse than worst is. She rearranged all the apps on my phone. So,
like Bobby and his Samsung.
We're in the car.
Not on purpose, though.
Yeah, we're in the car, and I'm like, here, put some music on. So she gets on the phone, she puts some music on. And then she was like, going to Google something because her phone was in the bed of the truck. And she goes, where's your Google? Your Google app.
The bed in the truck, like the second row.
In the backpack.
What? At the outdoor part.
Well, it's got a cover.
The phone back there?
I think we just put it in one of the travel bags we were using for the cooler or something.
Okay.
And we put it in there and put it in the bed. So she was going to Google something. She goes to my, she goes, where's your Google app? And I'm like, it's right there. It's on page 3. She goes, why isn't it on page 1? And I go, I don't know. It's just not. So she takes it and she moves it. So when she moves it, though, everything gets rearranged. Everything behind that just slides. And my mind, I go, like, I just got to go here. That's where it is. Now it's not. So I
moved the Google one back to where it was.
Well, that's why I've already rearranged everything else. So,
this
was a disaster. It was a nightmare. I was like, you know, this. I said, you just made worse of the week.
Do you use Google that much?
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah, all the time.
So she thinks it should be arranged by like frequency of use rather than alphabetical or whatever, I guess.
I don't even know how it got there.
Kristen always, what Kristen does.
Doesn't everyone, I would have thought frequency of use.
So my home screen.
Yeah, she's
probably
right.
I have shortcuts on.
There is no right. It's the way you want it and the way you use it.
Right, absolutely.
It's to your usability.
Yes. She's probably right though. Like it's everything should be on the home screen that you use the most.
Yes.
Right? But that's just the way I have it.
So mine is, yeah, on the home screen, it's the stuff I use the most. If you go to the actual apps page, then it's alphabetical. So that's how, like, if the actual app screen, I want alphabetical so I can just go, okay, where is it? But if it's frequency of use, that's on the home screen. Kristen has the most nonsense arrangement of her apps because she goes like, well, they all need to be organized. So she's got like banking and then she's got like little subfolders where she puts all the apps. But then there's like no rhyme or reason of what order those are in. So whenever she's like, hey, can you find this? And I'm looking at her phone, I'll stick like, it takes me 45 seconds to find whatever app she wants me to do. Because I'm like, I can't find it. And she's like, it makes sense.
Yeah, you've got to hear it. Just search it. I'm like, no.
No.
I don't want to search where the apps are. Because she's got her like little box and then 3 in the box.
Yeah.
And no, I hate no,
that's,
that.
That's what Kristen does. And she has those little boxes she has. Kristen has like 12 of those. And then she's like, well, they make sense because this is like, this is phone stuff that like settings. This is, I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense. Just organize them.
Yeah. It's got to make sense for you. That's all that matters.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Best and worst of the weekend here on 105.3 The Fan.
I had a lot of just bad this weekend. First off, I'm closer than I've ever been before to moving. I'm like moving out? Out of DFW.
Oh, I thought you meant the apartment.
I thought you've been moving out of your house.
Nope. House. Apartment. No, apartment. This is as close as I've ever been to leaving Texas, period.
What?
The allergies this season are so bad, and they continue to get worse every single day. I'm like, I feel like I need Benadryl every day right now. Where it's been going on for now, like
Benadryl, what?
Yeah, like 3 weeks. It's not enough to just like a daily Zyrtec. It's like, no, I need like the one that's going to knock it out because I'm coughing or like my eyes. It's been like in my ear, buried in there. And it's when I looked at the forecast for allergies, it's like in perpetuity, super high grass levels moving forward. I'm just like, this is, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. This isn't going to work
tested?
Anymore. Yeah, there's nothing wrong. It's just, they're like, oh, allergy testing? Yeah. Well, no, I thought you meant like,
there's definitely something wrong.
No, I thought you meant
allergy
testing. I thought you meant if I had like a bug, like tested for a cold or something.
No. Allergy testing.
Yeah, I've gotten allergy tests before. The two of my strongest allergies are Johnson and ryegrass. And so grass levels being super high are killing me right now.
So I had a Tolo tell me this, and Amanda, she kind of, you know, rocked my world in terms of saying, no, Tylenol, aspirin, give me 3 of them. And I'm like, no, you're supposed to take 2 max. I'm following the bottle. And she's like, no, I'm take 3 Tylenol at a time. I'm like, so we'll have destroyed livers.
2 pills.
But then I had a Tolo DM me and say, take 2 Zyrtec. And I said, really? It says 124 hours. Wow. And they're like, no, just double it up. So that's going to be the next time I have a bad attack. I'm going to double up. And then he's like, that's not working. Just take 1 a few hours. So I'm like, 3 in a day? Are you sure? Are you positive? But I'm willing to try it out. 2 at a time. So maybe do that.
Doesn't Zyrtec cause drowsiness too, though? Like a little bit?
Zyrtec D? I can't keep them straight.
I've never.
You take Adderall. Who cares? It'll offset it.
I think
it's like a Red Bull vodka.
Hits everyone differently, I think.
I don't know if they offset them. Yeah, the good. Well, this was good and bad.
The Adderall, trust me, will override the Zyrtec. I take Zyrtec and I'm not like, oh my God, I'm exhausted.
So Friday night, I took Laura and her friend.
And nose spray, maybe.
It's yeah, I took the nose spray for
and
a long
tried
time.
Tried doing the flush. That sucks.
Oh, I hate the flush. Oh, the nasal.
Yeah, I need to get back to taking.
Not the ass wipe. Right, yeah.
No, the Rhinocort or whatever. I need to take Rhinocort again. That was the one that used to work for me. But I took Laura and her friend Myra to Chuck E. Cheese on Friday, which, funny story, about a year ago, I was just scrolling Facebook and Laura walks over and she's over my shoulder and she goes, Myra. And I said, what? She goes, that's my friend Myra. Go up. And so I went up, and a listener that had friended me on Facebook that I accepted their request it turned out that his daughter and Laura, they had no idea that they go to school together. They were in class together and they were like little buddies. And so I found out, oh, all right, Laura's friends with a listener's daughter. And so Chris Brown is his name, and he listens every morning. No,
keep him away.
The good Chris Brown. He showed up the other night in a great Expos throwback Andre Dawson jersey.
Nice.
Yeah, fantastic.
But I thought you were going to say a wife beater.
Myra was invited to. Myra invited Laura a couple weeks ago.
What you were describing. You're like going up your shoulder, and I was
Myra invited Laura to her birthday party a couple weeks ago, and with my scatterbrained nature, I had forgotten that the party was that day. I was supposed to take her.
And you want
to
get on Kristen for organizing, yeah.
Well, I mean, organizing her phone. Great, yeah.
Well, organize your life.
Yeah, well.
Don't forget your kid's birthday invite.
Organize the dishes, honey. So anyway.
Monday meeting, be fun. You're good in the WNBA talk.
Yeah, you're fine.
You couldn't hold it together.
So, no, but it's one of those where I had missed it, and so I was like, I feel bad. I'm going to take the girls to Chuck E. Cheese Center in a couple weeks. So we got the families together. It was Myra, her little sister, Corey, Chris, his wife, Laura. And so we were all running around to Chuck E. Cheese, which was a good time. The girls had a great time. It was awesome. Chuck E. Cheese, though, is not the experience it used to be when I was a kid. So Chuck E. Cheese, you would always have the big, like,
mouse.
Yeah, you're an
adult. It's different.
No. I'm telling you, it has zapped the experience. First off, the actual arcade area is like half of what it used to be. Mm-hmm. So they cleaned out half the games and also they've taken out the ball pits. Those ball pits that used to be everywhere at Chuck E. Cheese, those don't exist anymore. They don't do tokens anymore to play games. Instead, they've switched them to cards that are like time, like you get 60 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Luckily, now they've also got an option for points where each game costs a point. You can just buy a point total instead of having a clock running. But they've taken the tokens out. They don't spit out physical tickets anymore. Those also go on a card. So it's not like you get to run around with your tickets and have that kid experience.
Yeah.
The like design is all dull now. It doesn't have like the bright flashing colors, like looking like a kid's casino. It's just, I don't know when it happened that they just decided to kill the childhood experience at Chuck E. Cheese.
And they rip you off with that trampoline extra charge in there. You have to wear
$12, dude.
$12 if you want to go on the trampoline, you got to wear their socks.
Which we got hooked up, and so we got to do it for free.
You got a Chuck E. Cheese hookup?
Yeah, oh, wow. I'll tell you about it during the break. I don't want to out it on the air, but we got hooked up, so it was
My All best right. of the weekend is my grilling experiment. That was 2 weeks in the making. I was on a waiting list for something called the bacon rib. It's like pork belly still attached to a rib, and then I cured it like bacon for 7 days and then smoked it and this whole process, so that made my weekend. The worst of the weekend is I may be dealing with tubes in one of the
ears. Oh, no, in the ears?
Yeah. Mm. Ava had her fourth ear infection, double ear infection, and the pediatrician was saying, if you have four in a year, you got to investigate the tubes. So I am dreading the fifth and sixth coming around to see what that entails.
Julian had 11. Not in a year, like in a two-year stretch, and they were telling us the same thing. We didn't do it.
You didn't do it on the 8th, 9th, 10th?
No, we didn't.
Why?
We figured out that the reason he was getting them is because he was falling asleep with his bottle, right? And then the milk was getting into his ears.
Wait, like, hang on a second. Falling asleep, like,
he'd be drinking the bottle, all right?
And you didn't take the bottle from him?
He just fell asleep, right? He fell asleep, and all of a sudden he'd be dripping down the side.
Ugh.
And, like, the milk was getting in his ears.
What?
Right?
And then it was external.
Yeah.
The milk was causing?
The milk was, curdled milk in the ear.
Ew!
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah, so we thought about... We thought about the tubes, but everybody said, like, if you can avoid it, avoid it.
How old was he?
He was about 2 years old.
It's just fascinating that never went back and checked the status of the milk bottle. He just...
Well, it was done. And like he would always finish it, but like as he was sleeping and still eating, it would just kind of just drain down.
We've got a great video of Laura when she was getting tubes in her ears where she is high as hell on the little pre-giggle juice thing, and she's just giggling and like flipping off almost looking like she's doing.
Pace.
972, really quickly, shout out to the Panthers of Herrera for finishing first in their playoffs on top of an undefeated season.
Pepe says he didn't have a lot going on this weekend, but I do know why the brain may be fried a little bit because you're just moving.
Just moving. I mean, look, you know you're a homeowner when you wake up, or, 7 a.m. Saturday morning, you're like, I got to do something around the house. The weather, you mentioned it, Sean, the weather was bad. It was like once I stepped outside, I told Mackenzie, I got to do something outside because when I come in, it's going to be shower and then it's just staying inside because I don't want to have to walk out again, sweat again, take another shower.
Yep.
So Mackenzie bought bed frames and drawers and dressers, so we were putting those together. It didn't lead to many fights, but, the voices raised a little bit, but
Ooh.
I'm glad I'm back at work.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Exactly. All right, there it is. Best and worst every Monday, commercial-free expressway. Why is Jared Sandler fighting with all the Astros fans? Next on your home of the Astros. Home of the Rangers.
Whoa.
Dump that. 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.